Good morning for Monday, December 14th, 2009. This is Brian Madden on my birthday. I am 2 to the 5th power years old today. Today's topic, what desktop virtualization skills should we brush up on during the holidays? And the reason for thinking about this right now is that, you know, the second half of December is traditionally a slower time in the office, and it provides us an opportunity to catch up on the stuff that we've been putting off for the year. So when I was in Chicago last week at a desktop virtualization seminar, I was talking to some attendees about their plans for the next few weeks. One of them was going to build a side-by-side lab to compare Vue 4 and Xen Desktop 4, while another was planning to install Windows 7 and starting to learn what's different from Windows XP. This got me to thinking, in the context of desktop virtualization, what do you think is the best way to spend the next few weeks? In other words, if someone came up to you and said, what should I study over the next 2 weeks, what would you tell them? I actually wrote an article for Search Virtual Desktop a few weeks ago about the 3 essential but often overlooked skills needed for desktop virtualization engineers. The 3 I focused on were, 1, understanding how applications install themselves. 2, learning the various deployment and imaging tools that Microsoft provides. And 3, figuring out all the new changes to security that Windows 7 introduces. So I guess if someone asked me about what they should study over the next few weeks, I would list out and say, you know, take a look at one of those 3 topics. As for me personally, though, what I actually plan on doing with my next few weeks is I actually just bought the 1,700-page Windows 7 resource kit, which I'm going to try to actually read by the end of the year. I'm reading with a specific focus on desktop virtualization to learn everything I can about what's important when it comes to delivering this new OS. So far, I'm on page 32, with the most important thing that I learned being the arrow shake feature, which is, I just learned was the cause of all my background windows randomly minimizing on my workstation. Fortunately, the book told me that I can also jiggle a window a second time to unshake my windows and put them back. So for me, my next few weeks are a deep dive on Windows 7. Hopefully that will lead into a bunch of articles we can do in January about all the new things in Windows 7 and how it's relevant to desktop virtualization. But I ask you what you think. What books do you recommend? How are you planning on spending your next few weeks? Or what would you advise others to do with their time if asked what they should do over the next few weeks? As always, I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this. On our lead article today on BrianMadden.com.